This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Actually, this is not the DJV program, but it will sound like it a bit this week because Michael Harrison, who's normally here from Talkers Magazine to go through the official story list and the people list and then our ancillary conversations, is wrapped up in his convention. The Talkers Convention is actually here where I am at Hofstra University on Long Island. So Michael is putting the pieces together to get that started. As a result, I invited John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast to join us with his thoughts about some of the things on the charts for this week. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program, as is Jennifer Horn. So this is a two-hour program, and we've been through a lot of the stories, so I think we'll go to the people list, ladies and gentlemen, and start at number 10 with Benjamin Netanyahu and the whole situation in Israel as to what the political future. Can you imagine, this is, throw this open to everybody, can you imagine what our country would be like if we ran it like Israel runs its political reality?
It's not that it's poorly managed, it's just that it's got so many political parties. That's the difference,
right?
Is that we have primarily two parties, and they have
multiple
parties.
So what would it be
parties.
Like, though, Jennifer, if we had the, you know, the Libertarian Party that really was functional? Maybe we've got the Mafufsky Party. Who knows? Let's have a dozen parties.
And you can create them on a whim. That's the other thing, is that new parties are created in Israel all the time. So it's very confusing. A lot of elections, they have to create consensus.
But doesn't it enhance free thinking? In America, we don't have free thinking anymore. It's either you're right or you're left or
free
you're wrong.
Free thinking or coups.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. Okay. It'll be interesting to see what happens next. Oh, go ahead, John.
Go ahead, John.
No, I was going to say, I think, Doug, if we had that many parties here in America, it would be like the World Wrestling Federation in a cage match.
Well, they've also had four elections in the last 2 years. I mean, we can't even, we're still talking about the one that we had last year. So,
right. And we're planning for the one we'll have next year to see who's going to win. Okay, the Republicans going to win because the Democrats are screwing everything up. Yada, yada, yada. It's the same old stuff over and over. It becomes really tedious, I think, kind of, unless you're into the sport. And I'm not, as you can tell from my attitude.
But be grateful, because there are alternatives to having elections, and there are countries that probably none of us would like to live in.
China. So. Hello. Yep. Russia, Iran, all of our pals that really stand up against freedom. Remember when George Bush called them the Axis of Evil? The Axis of Evil right now is Russia, China, and Iran. And maybe a few others thrown in for good measure, but they're really the baddies. And their governments are all, although Iran's kind of, they tell you they were sort of representative, but who you vote for doesn't have anything to say because they all somehow or other have sworn allegiance to the Ayatollah, who's a lunatic. So, you know, what do you do under that circumstance? Okay. Some people think Netanyahu is a lunatic as well. I don't. I think he's pretty practical and very pragmatic, frankly. And also power crazed, but
He's leaving. He's leaving office, and he says that he's committed to a peaceful transition of power. But
he's going
to
be a member of the Knesset. He'll be in that building.
Well, and it's going to be interesting to see because many people that I've talked to that like study, and I'm always so curious. I think I told you guys I asked someone to explain the Israeli election system to me. We asked our friend Uri Geller to do it, and my friend can actually really explain it, and it makes sense. It just takes a little while. But he was saying that there's a possibility that Netanyahu comes back because this party that formed consensus, I guess, is kind of glued together on with bubble gum essentially. So there's a possibility he comes back. There's also going to be an interesting reaction from from our news media and then the progressive left in this country, because for a long time they've said, well, it's Netanyahu that's doing all of these things, standing up for Israel. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is that the Israelis are going to stand up against Palestine on behalf of Israel, even when they have parties that might indicate that they're more progressive thinkers, if that's what you want to call it. So it'll be interesting to see how the world reacts, too, now that Netanyahu isn't the stealing the oxygen from the room.
Right. Okay, speaking of stealing oxygen, number nine is Congresswoman Ilhan. Is that how you pronounce, how do you
Ilhan.
Pronounce her name?
Ilhan. Yeah.
Ilhan. Omar. That bunch in the squad, so annoying me. I don't even want to talk about it. What's her deal, though, this week? Why are
she just equated America with the Taliban and Hamas. You know, right. Just okay. To basically status quo. And so 12 Democrats got together and said, we want to write you this formal letter to let you know that what you're saying is not right, it is not true, it is not helpful, and you need to back off.
Well, yeah, Pelosi said, was pissed, right?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, she keeps stepping in it. This Omar is
she's
like
the same as
the
Green
country.
On the other side. The two of them, you talk about a wrestling match. Put the two of them into a cage.
I would say, yes, that they captured the headlines, but as far as being anti-American, Ilhan Omar, if we're talking about cage matches, wins that all day long, because she constantly comes out against the country, and she's representing us. So
yeah.
It's...
Well, she's not representing me.
Well, but the people who voted for her, that's
yeah.
going
to
be up to them.
I'm not saying she gets removed from office. But, you know, I'm not saying she gets removed from office, but it is questionable what those people think when they vote for her, the last couple of times. Because
recall.
She's clearly anti-Semitic, and she's unpatriotic.
All right. And by the way,
Second.
She was around last year.
All right. So I'm putting my money on Green, though, because she's much heftier than Omar is as far as who's going to win in the cage. All right, listen to Victoria. She's all set to keep moving. Number eight, Pukin Putin, Bad Vlad, on the list of people from Talkers Magazine this week. So he and Joe Biden get together over the weekend, and you wonder how forceful Biden will be, how capable is he at putting Putin in his place? And
I don't think he has an issue with putting Putin in his place. I don't think that's been the criticism on him in the past either.
The criticism has been that just a couple weeks ago he reduced sanctions on Russia and lined the pocket of Vladimir Putin. So I hope that he toughens up. I hope that he changes his stance over the last couple of weeks, because he's not doing our allies in the region any favors. He's certainly not helping Ukraine with that move. And that's pretty typical what the Obama administration did. They said things about Russia, yet they sent, instead of sending weapons and helping Ukraine with military force, instead they sent them like a bunch of blankets and some meals that could be prepared with water, you know, the MREs, all that stuff. That's not helpful. We need to stand strong with our allies, and hopefully he will have that message for Putin.
John?
I totally agree. I think Biden will stand strong with the allies. He needs to. He knows the world spotlight is on him right now. And at the moment, Biden seems to have a fairly good hand that he can play. So I think he'll be strong. I think it'll come out okay.
Cybersecurity, well, especially, is going to be a big topic.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to be.
Because there's all these Russian hacking groups that have been responsible for the pipeline, and now probably Cox Radio Group. I'm sure those are Russians behind them, too, behind that hack, I'm sure.
So imagine if somebody did that to what we do here, to how we produce our programs, distribution, et cetera. These radio stations are off the air. It's not just that they're off.
They must be working with the FBI, because they haven't said anything. And we found out, you know, that the FBI had been working with Colonial Pipeline, and that's how they were able to retrieve most of
the
Bitcoin. So I have a feeling that maybe the reason they're silent is because they're actually working behind the scenes with cybersecurity agencies.
I hope so. Yeah. All right, John Harper, Victoria Keith, and Jennifer Horn here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 9:15.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Are you experiencing financial hardship and finding yourself pressured of owing the IRS back taxes? The experienced professionals at Allied Tax Relief can relieve you from IRS collections. Most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Marie, a pleased client of Allied Tax Relief.
My hours were cut in half at work, and the IRS was threatening to collect $27,000 I owed them. I contacted Allied Tax Relief for help. They were able to put a stop to the IRS collections. Once they negotiated my debt, I walked away paying only $700 to the IRS.
Especially during these times of need, Allied Tax Relief is able to negotiate various Fresh Start programs to relieve you of your IRS tax debt. Call Allied Tax Relief now, 800-755-1028, for a free consultation. Use this pandemic situation to your advantage. Now is the best time to get IRS forgiveness. Call today, 800-755-1028. This call could save you thousands. That's 800-755-1028, 800-755-1028.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Hi, John Harper is here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is running the convention here at Hofstra University. So we have John and Victoria with us for this hour. And if I were to spend a little less time on politics, I guess we could short shrift Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Joe Manchin, and Joe Biden. We'd have Tony Fauci left on the list. I think the Joe Manchin thing is worth mentioning this week. John, what do you think? In his attempt to sort of kind of control the Democratic Party, he's come out of nowhere. I didn't know much about the guy before. Did you?
I did not either, Doug. And he has come out in wanting to try and control the party. Looks like at the moment he may be controlling
the party.
He's
doing a pretty good job of it.
Yep. It's all coming down to him.
It sure seems that way, yeah.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Victoria, where is he from? What state? I've forgotten what state.
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's often in the headlines and has been for at least the last 5 or 6 years that I've, you know, kind of been following more closely. But he and the, I'm blanking on her name, John, you probably know, from Maine. Is it Susan Collins?
Yes.
Right.
Republican.
Yeah, so the two of them are kind of known as the swing voters, and so sometimes Susan will kind of swing to the left, and Joe swings to the right more often than not. And so, yeah, he's in a very interesting position right now. This is definitely the highest profile position he's ever been in.
Yeah, he's having some impact for sure. Up next, our focus on Dr. Tony Fauci and where he and all of that stuff surrounding him is at 21 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show without Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, we've had Jennifer's input. Victoria Keelan here from the DJV program. John Harper from WMEL down the Space Coast. I said we'd talk about Dr. Fauci next. There's lots to say about him, and not much of it anymore is any good. So, Victoria, you want to lead off with what seems to have befallen Dr. Fauci this week in terms of credibility or the lack thereof, controversy?
Well, I don't think you can take away his entire career. I mean, I think that that's an overstatement.
That's not fair.
Yeah, and he has not resigned.
Did I say that?
I think that it's very easy. You know, I don't know. I just feel like the attacks.
It's easy to jump on the bandwagon.
And it's become a talking point on the right. It's just everything, blame everything on him. It's just, you know, the 3,500
emails. But he has done
emails,
some things. I know, but he has.
There are
done
some things that I agree. There are things that there are things that require clarification, and so I hope that he is given a platform to clarify. A lot of the stuff with the emails, it's kind of like, it's like the Hillary emails all over again. It's like, this is the, you know, Fauci's emails are the new emails. It's like, we can't get away from this. You know, and in the emails, it showed that he, at the time, which obviously something changed, but at the time during these emails, he was reluctant to kind of become the face of, you know, of the COVID task force. That obviously changed because, you know, he shows up the opening of an envelope at this point. So I'm not sure, you know, in the beginning he was kind of, you know, a little hesitant. But, you know, there's questions about funding to that lab in Wuhan that really needs solid answers because that's for everybody. That's not for people in left, right. That's for everyone. Everyone needs to know what really went down. We need full transparency. We're never going to get the Chinese to ever admit that anything other than bats is, which is so ludicrous at this point. I think everyone can agree on that. But, you know, people weren't eating bats and they weren't being bitten by bats. That's not how this virus spread. So there are a lot of questions that need to be answered, and he's had a very long career. He's 80 years old. A lot of people are pushing for him to retire. You know, I don't really
How
like.
Do you think he became
I don't
the
like
leader?
Saying that because yeah. that's. I think that's ageist. So
it
and
is.
I know, Doug, you don't like that at all.
I don't like that at all. No.
Yeah.
I don't
neither
either.
Does John.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. With good reason for on all of our parts. But, you know, let's talk about leadership. And what it takes to be a good leader. And maybe that applies to Fauci. Maybe it applies to Biden. Maybe it applies to Manchin. I mean, all the people on the people list consider themselves leaders. But, you know, what does it take to be? Has Fauci over the years been a good leader? He survived. He's been there a long time. Does that mean he was a good leader? And I guess that's, you know, kind of the definition of what a good leader.
I mean, let's be honest, whoever had heard of him before this, right? I mean,
nobody.
He was doing, I mean, during, you know, during the AIDS crisis.
A year ago, we couldn't pronounce his name correctly.
Right.
You know, and he was just Dr. Tony to everybody. But at the same time, guys, I think he has presented over the past year a clear plan of action. And you said, Doug, what is a leader made of? And that's someone who can present a plan that people can buy into, understand clearly. There have been bumps in this COVID road. But at the same time, I think maybe Dr. Tony was the right person at the right time, because when you look at some of the other people that were on his team, I think they were very weak.
Yeah.
Well, and that then it fell to him to be the leader.
It did.
And he,
because
people
Trump didn't
want
to talk about it. Trump admitted that he downplayed the numbers. He admitted he didn't want to really talk about it because he was too afraid of what it would do to his economy. So, you know, we had to have somebody be the face and voice of reason, and it was not coming from the White House.
Well, and now is it still the question, who's the voice of reason now as this thing continues to play out? Good question. We can continue to talk about this on the other side of our bottom of the hour break here. It's 28 after the hour.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night and you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza's sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel's parliament voted narrowly to approve a new government Sunday, with Naftali Bennett becoming the new prime minister, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12 years in office. With many disruptions during the first address to the Knesset, Mr. Bennett's translator during one of the outbursts.
Government designate, on behalf of this whole House and on the name of the citizens of all of the State of Israel, member of Knesset, please get him out of the hall. Please remove him from the hall immediately. Please remove him from the hall. Vote stealer.
Mr. Netanyahu sat quietly during the disruptions and predicted, "We'll be back." Americans Michael Taylor and Peter Taylor pled guilty in a Tokyo court Monday to helping former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn escape Japan in a box aboard a plane in 2019. The Taylors face up to 3 years in prison. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now?
Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Some very wealthy people from around the world have bid on a trip into space. Winner's been announced. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
More than 7,500 people from 129 countries placed a bid for the online auction that was narrowed down to about 20 high rollers. The auction was the official launch of Blue Origin's New Shepard that'll fly into space July 20th on the 52nd anniversary of the Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's moon landing. Okay, here's the winning bid.
And that is sold $28 million to number 107.
The $28 million will now be given to Blue Origin's Club for the Future that promotes science and technology to young Americans.
A lost dog has been saved from an icy demise by Russian sailors. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A lost dog was rescued by Russian sailors on an icy mission. The one-year-old puppy named Aika had wandered off from an Arctic Russian town during a walk and turned up stranded on sea ice about a week later. The crew from an icebreaker ship spotted the dog. The sailors led down a ladder, and Aika made her way up, where the rescuers greeted the pooch with open arms and went to work warming up the pup. The dog was reunited with the owner.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Radio Countdown. 34 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a part of the DJV program, our connection to Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, the stories, and the people both at DJVShow.com and at Talkers.com. This week, the Talkers Convention here at Hofstra University. That's where I'm doing my part of the program from. What great studios, facilities, great people, a lot of help. I feel blessed to be here. It's nice to be around the kids who are the future of radio. You know how that works? The old guys like us, John, pretty soon they're going to be putting us on a boat, putting us out to sea. Somebody, you know that guy that cuts holes in boats and puts it back together again with that plastic stuff? And somebody will forget to put the plastic stuff on our boat, and it'll sink. In the meantime,
Paul Harvey used to say, hang up the microphone, right? Pack the microphone away.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to the whole business. Every week seems to be a part of the conversation, the police and reorganizing the infrastructure, not just infrastructure, the buildings and the roads and stuff. But I believe that the police, school departments, Department of Public Utilities, and every community and around the country is part of the infrastructure. So when this dramatic video shows up, which sort of rehashes what happened in Arkansas last year, the state trooper runs a woman off the road who's pregnant, and the outrage that surrounds it, some of it is manufactured outrage that comes from the news media, but when most people look at this and they
say... You watch this video, I don't know anybody who wouldn't be outraged. You know,
in terms of how that stuff sometimes plays out. But in this particular instance, it is so outrageous. Does this guy even have... First of all...
he's still working.
He never should have been.
So let's just tell the story really quick. So a girl named Nicole Harper, was driving... she was doing 84 in a 70. And so she got pulled. So a cop clocked her. She got he had his dash cam on the whole time, which is why this has gone viral. And so as soon as he puts his lights on, she immediately puts her right turn signal on and moves over to the right lane, slows down dramatically. This is all on video. It's very clear. So she slows down dramatically. Then she puts her hazard lights on, and she's kind of coasting along in the right lane. But the shoulder is very narrow on this three-lane highway that she's on. So I guess it wasn't enough. I guess she didn't pull over fast enough for him. It was 127 seconds it was clocked at. And so he goes up and bumps her car, which I guess is like a police maneuver. He bumps the tail of her car, causing it to start to spin around. It spins around, crosses three lanes, which is incredibly dangerous because other cars were there too. So she crosses three lanes and flips over and is left hanging upside down, pregnant, in this car. The cop goes up to her and basically just says, "Why didn't you stop?" And she goes, "Because I didn't think it was safe. I was looking for the exit, which was less than a mile away from where he flipped her over." And so, and he's arguing with her, "All you had to do was slow down and stop." And she said, "I did slow down. I thought I was doing all the right things. I was waiting for a safe exit." And so now it's a big lawsuit. And, luckily the baby was okay. But to watch what this guy did, no regard for her life. He didn't know who was in the car. And she said, "What if my other toddler was in the car? The kid could have been killed." It's just, it was so irresponsible, and watching it made me furious, to be honest. It was just infuriating.
All right, John, what's your take on it?
Well, I think everybody in the country that has seen this video has that same feeling as well. And I think the woman did everything that she was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And thinking that the police were going to cooperate with her as well as she was trying to do with them, and how this got so out of control, how the police, in so many examples across the country that we have seen over the past couple of years, how they can do the irresponsible things to citizens is beyond me, and that's why we've had such cases in the news that have dramatically changed, I think, the way we respond to police, the way police are responding to citizens, and changing relations, race relations, black, white, whatever. It's truly amazing, and I don't know where this stops. It's just out of control. Just when you think you've seen enough, then along comes a video like
more.
This one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, there are so many things he could have done. He could have just ridden right next to her. He was clearly, she was not trying to flee. She wasn't trying to get away from him. There were so many other things he could have done. And it just, he endangered her life, the life of her baby. It just, and
the
other people on the road. Oh, he had no repercussions. He was never put on administrative leave. He was not fined. There was nothing. And that's infuriating.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Outrage, outrage in this circumstance. Sometimes we have false outrage, and I don't mean that necessarily just here, but we have tended to go down the road of false outrage. There's nothing false about this. It really is pretty outrageous. All right, speaking of that, John, you're in Florida at WMEL. There's the whole business of violence. We've gotten to accept it way more than we should. Three people are dead at a Florida supermarket. What's that story?
Well, that story, among so many others, Doug, that are coming out of here in the state of Florida. Again, truly amazing what's going on. Last weekend, or over Memorial Day weekend, we had that shooting in Miami at a birthday party in which several people were killed and many others were injured. We just had yesterday the Pulse nightclub in Orlando has been put up for a national historical site, as a remembrance of what happened there 5 years ago when 50 people were killed there. And it just goes on and on here in the state of Florida and throughout the country. And I think in some respects, people are becoming numb to yes. to all of this shooting.
Yep.
And it's just,
yep.
you know, it's just another day. Here we go, another yep. person going postal or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's getting old. It really is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, a lot of this stuff is getting old. One of the things, let me go back to the economy here, which is number six on the story list this week. I don't know that there's a person attached to it on the people list, but I'm looking at the migration of people from city to the suburbs, suburbs to rural America. The trend is renting. When you move to the suburbs, many homes now, instead of being sold because the value is there, are being rented because a lot of people don't have the money for a down payment. Victoria, we talk about this all the time. My two children both live in rented houses in Los Angeles. They don't have the money for a down payment. So, and they're in their 40s. It's getting to the point where people, used to be the old dream was to buy a house as quickly as you could and
yeah.
live in it. That's
yeah.
where you're...
My mom owned two different houses, and one was a rental property by the time she was like late 20s. So,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed like that was the boomer generation. You guys all had houses as soon as you were 23 years old.
I bought a house. I owned my first house at 23.
There you go. See, and that's
yeah.
it's crazy now because I don't know anybody in my group, my generation, who did that or was able to do that unless a parent bought a house for them.
John, how old were you when you owned your first house? How old were you when you owned your first house?
I was 25 and bought my first house in a suburb of Detroit. And my interest rate back in those days, I think, was 22%.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
Wow.
It was pretty crazy back then.
Do you believe that? You remember that, Doug? Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah. My first house... The interest rate wasn't that high, but it certainly wasn't what we've seen here in the last 10, 12 years.
Well, the price of houses, too. You know, you hear, like, the house I grew up in, my grandparents bought it as a weekend, like a summer home, and they bought it for $75,000. It had 8 bedrooms. Like, it was amazing to me when back then everything was just so much cheaper. And now, you know, especially with the housing prices right now being so high, a friend of mine lives in a cute little suburban neighborhood right near where I am on the Jersey Shore, and the tiniest house that's on her block just sold for $950.
I had a meeting.
Incredible.
The Business Association in Framingham, where I live, I'm a member of it. We had a meeting the other day, and one of the real estate people was talking about her. She was actually negotiating with a buyer on the phone. They had 4 buyers, and the house, I think, was on the market. It was $650. At that point, they were already up to $695 and still taking bids.
Yeah.
$45,000 over asking price, and they're still at it. And so it's just,
yeah.
it is. It's kind of a nutty
it's
reality.
The problem, though, that it's just where do you go? It's great
yeah.
if you can sell your house and make a huge profit, but as long as you have someplace else to
someplace
go.
Because
you,
go.
You don't want to buy in at this point, you know, because you're mm-hmm. not going to really make a profit that way. So, yeah, it's tough.
44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now.
If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
All right, a couple more minutes here of our Talk Radio Countdown show. Thanks to Victoria Keelan and John Harper being here with me and earlier on Jennifer Horn, because Michael Harrison is running the annual convention for Talkers Magazine here at Hofstra University, which, by the way, those of you listening who are contemplating where to send your children or children that are looking for a good place to go, it's a great university on the, on the banks of the Long Island Sound, but it really isn't. It's on Long Island, but it's a long way from the water. But it's a neat place. It's kind of a warm, friendly place, and that's what we would like to have more of, frankly. You know, we're talking about COVID. One of the ancillary things going on here, I guess we could put COVID and the economy together for a few seconds. The RV makers, I have $14 billion in backlog orders. Can you imagine?
That's crazy.
That's
everybody wanted an RV last year.
Yeah. Well, this year, too, but they can't get them. Yeah. Because of the same thing with cars, the chips and all that other stuff. But boy, are these things are all over the road. And people, the danger here is that people don't know how to drive them. And that really is, I think that's one of the things that people are, down in Florida where you are, John, the people that, they don't know how to drive down there, period. Never mind an RV.
Well,
and
you're right, Doug. Yeah, let alone an RV. I-95, right. You take your life in your hands.
Life in your hands. All right.
Yeah.
Time's up, John. Thank you for being here. Good to have you on.
You're welcome.
Victoria, have a great weekend. Thank you very much. It's 10 before the hour.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813.
Experience Vantage Point for free.
Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
All right, 53 after the hour is Tech Talk time. A review of the top 5 items from this week in terms of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to go through these with all of us. At number 5, the Starlink from SpaceX and how that's going to affect your airline visitation. Victoria, what's going on here?
So the team that's behind SpaceX's growing satellite network, which is called Starlink, they're in talks with several airlines to use their internet for Wi-Fi, which anybody, you know, we've all flown and we know how terrible the Wi-Fi is on airplanes. So this could actually be a really great solution. So Starlink is going to expand from right now. They're in a lot of rural homes. They're in the beta phase still. So, but it's good, reliable internet. It's fast upload and download speeds. People seem to be really enjoying it. They've got tens of thousands of users so far. Most are paying $99 a month for the internet, and then it's using a $4.99 bundle of self-aligning the Starlink dish and a Wi-Fi router, so you get the whole package. So SpaceX filed to test Starlink on 5 Gulfstream jets last year. Apparently it went really well. And then in March of this year, SpaceX sought FCC approval to use Starlink with their what they call the Earth Stations in Motion, and that's basically industry jargon to refer to any vehicle that can receive this type of signal, meaning cars, trucks, maritime vessels, aircraft. Now, Elon Musk did specify that this is not about connecting Tesla to cars to Starlink because the terminal is way too big. This is for larger aircrafts, ships, large trucks, RVs, things like that. So
right. It's,
you know, it's good news. It's more competition, so it's good.
Number 4 on the list of the top 5, another suspension, or I guess more the suspension for Trump lasts longer than it was originally supposed to, right?
Yeah, this week Facebook announced that they are suspending Trump for 2 more years. This is after they had that, you know, independent panel or the oversight board, which basically kicked it back to Mark Zuckerberg and said, if you're going to come up with a series of guidelines, then they have to all be implemented equally and every single person has to be treated the same. So, and I think a lot of people are in favor of that. So basically what Facebook said is that they're going to reinstate Trump in 2 years only if the risk to public safety has receded. Now, that's obviously very vague language. No one fully knows what exactly that means, but this all stems from the January 6th insurrection in the Capitol. And right now, 3.45 billion people use Facebook on a daily or on a monthly basis. So they are looking at now treating every politician and public figure the same way.
Mm-hmm. Number three, Apple is letting users see family members' health data. Why is that a good idea?
This is a great idea, actually, because a lot of people are caring for elderly parents, grandparents, loved ones from a distance. And, you know, during COVID, we saw that it wasn't necessarily that easy to check in on people from, you know, who were farther away. And so, and obviously with COVID, you know, you didn't want to put anyone who's elderly at risk. So Apple came up with the idea to let you people share data from your health app. So with family members, with your doctor, there's a new they've basically added on to the features in health. One of the major ones is fall detection. This is really important because falls are a major public health challenge that people don't talk about enough. But every year, 30 million adults over the age of 65 have a fall that leads to injuries, hospitalization, and other health issues. It's also a $50 billion healthcare cost every year. Falls alone. So users can now, they can share all of this data with family members, and it's basically, remember the I've fallen and I can't get up lady? That's what this is now doing. So if you want to keep track of non-invasive,
I can't get up!
If you want to keep track of a loved one without it being invasive and calling them all the time, this is a great way to do it.
Alright, number two, Amazon Echo and what it's sharing.
Yeah, so if you have an Echo Studio, an Echo Dot, or any of the Ring cams from Amazon, then you, without knowing it, are sharing you're sharing Bluetooth with your neighbors. And I mean your actual neighbors, like down the street, around your house, wherever you are. This is a new thing called Sidewalk that Amazon has been talking about, but no one really paid attention to it, except until June 8th, when they decided to just turn it on. And now people are wondering how come they're sharing Wi-Fi with neighbors. You can go and turn this off. There's no penalty for turning it off if you don't feel comfortable sharing, you know, potentially sharing data. Obviously, data privacy is a huge risk here.
Number one, the revocation of Trump's TikTok and WeChat.
Yeah, on Wednesday this week, President Biden revoked the Trump administration executive orders that sought to ban TikTok, WeChat, and other Chinese-owned apps. They're replacing them with new security reviews that essentially will, when they rewrite this legally, this hopefully will not get challenged as much as it did under Trump in the court because every one of those challenges were overturned.
Mm-hmm. All right, there they are, the top five tech stories of the week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.